Module 4, Lesson 3, 12 to 15 months. Between the age of 12 to 15 months, your toddler needs about 2.5 hours of day sleep over 2 naps and 11 to 12 hours of sleep per night. Some babies will really fight naps at this age, and you can read more about the 12-month sleep regression in the troubleshooting module. But keep in mind that dropping to 1 nap too early will often create a cycle of overtiredness and cause night sleep to fall apart. So it's best to hold off on dropping to 1 nap just yet. The awake time is usually around 3 to 4 hours at this age, and bedtime may need to move temporarily later before the transition to 1 nap, usually between 15 to 18 months, happens. Keep in mind the 4 to 4.5 maximum awake time in the afternoon before bedtime to avoid overtiredness. Most children are ready to sleep through the night with no night feeds by 12 months of age. Night waking after this age is usually not related to hunger, but to a sleep association or an issue with the sleep environment or a day routine. Milk feeds in the night after this age actually tend to disrupt the sleep cycles and cause loss of appetite for solids during the day. Not to mention that the milk sugars are damaging to your child's beautiful pearly white baby teeth and even to the adult teeth under the gums if not brushed after every feed. And who wants to get up in the middle of the night and brush teeth after each milk feed? From 1 year onwards, solids should be your toddler's main source of nutrition, and your toddler will probably be eating with you from the table. We suggest offering 3 main meals a day with snacks in between. You want to ensure that your child is not getting more than 500 mils or 2 cups of milk products, which includes milk, cheese, yogurt, and breast milk, per day, as this can begin to negatively impact on how hungry your little one is for other foods. So, for example, a small bottle or cup of milk after breakfast and a bigger one in the evening will suffice for your child's daily milk intake. If you're still breastfeeding, 2 nursing feeds a day is probably sufficient, and a great way to encourage eating solids is to offer those feeds straight after breakfast and 30 minutes before bedtime. If your child is still breastfeeding on demand and you want to continue nursing long term, do reference the section on nutrition in the Frequently Asked Question module for more information. Pediatricians and pediatric dentists do recommend that babies should break the bottle habit at around 12 months, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, also recommends complete weaning from the bottle by 15 months at the latest. So that means that milk feeds at this age are best given in a cup or a sippy cup. And do keep in mind, too, that your child's teeth need to be brushed before bed after any milk feeds, including breastfeeding. Go to your worksheets now and answer the questions from Module 4, Lesson 3, Realistic Nighttime Expectations.